prophecies.
It's the season finale. You start singing, which made me want to sing.
Which makes the people want to sing. We're all, everybody's just singing.
I don't know. What was I about to do?
You used to be like, I had a friend in me. I don't know. We could literally just go a full karaoke episode.
Oh my God. No one. We had zero downloads for that episode.
Nobody wants that.
Negative.
Except for us. We would just download it over and over and over again.
Oh my God. So on the last episode.
Can you believe it? It has been 20 freaking episodes of Petty Besties.
20 weeks. Probably a little more than that because we've skipped like maybe a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, so like 20, 22, 23 ish weeks, but still.
We have been, I honestly never thought we would get to this point.
I was going to say the same thing, but I didn't want to be mean.
No, I just think that like it's hard to, especially doing this like long distance. So. Mm-hmm. Like pat on the back to us, I feel like, because it's, I feel like it's hard to do this.
Fuck yeah. This is really difficult. And it's like, it's difficult to like even do a podcast in general. Like I never really understood how hard it was to do a podcast. I thought it was just like sitting here and talking, but it's difficult to like stay motivated, to like be consistent, to actually like find good things to talk about that people are gonna like give a fuck about. Enjoy. And you're not just like talking. Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot. So I'm proud that we actually stuck with it and got to the end of the season and are planning and excited about a whole new season. That to me is that's kind of crazy. That's like kind of giving me a big head, making me feel like I'm somebody over here. Like, oh yeah, we're just planning for season.
I do want to mention really quickly, did you hear that the Real Housewives of Dallas is not coming back?
I did not.
5 years they've been doing this show. They said they're not canceling it because like it says like Bravo doesn't really like cancel. Apparently they don't really cancel like Real Housewives. Did you know they did a season of keeping up with the just kidding. Real Housewives of DC for one season.
Yes. Yes. And they were terrible.
And technically they didn't cancel it. They just like ended it. They put it on a hiatus. Which is the same thing they did with Miami, because apparently Miami's coming back on Peacock. Like TV.
Oh.
So they're taking a hiatus with Dallas. And I think it's because like the girls are not meshing well together anymore. And it's almost like, who do we get? Like, how do you, you know, like, how do you fight? I don't know how that works. But like my thing is like how do they get new people when they're not doing anything wrong?
Just because they don't. Yeah, I feel like that's like an HR nightmare.
It's like, oh, like,
we don't really like your personality anymore.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a big how do they do that? Like, do they just be like, oh, we decided to go in a different direction? Like, I don't know how that works.
Artistic differences.
Yeah. Like
your lifestyle just doesn't fit with us anymore.
But I know, like, you haven't watched, you should still watch it because it's really good. But this last season, I guess, just brought, like, a lot of fucking chaos and a lot of, like, I feel like all of the Housewife franchises this year are talking a lot more about, like, race and, like, real problems in the world other than, like, she's wearing a Givenchy dress. Like, there's many.
That's so last season.
There's so many things like going on more in the world. And so, like, I think they brought it into like a lot of the franchises this year. So it was a lot of like racism stuff in that season. And it just like, I guess, really cut deep for people on the show. So,
like, yeah. Even off screen.
Yeah. So they're like not coming back, which I'm pissed the fuck off about. because it's one of my favorite franchises. I need, I'm telling you, we need a country franchise. Like, I want, like, a Nashville or Tennessee or Georgia. Like, because Atlanta's, they're more like, Atlanta isn't really country. It's, like, hip-hop.
No.
They're known for, like, they're hip-hop, R&B, like, you know.
Yeah.
They're known for, what else am I thinking? Like, they're more modern, like, urban.
Mm-hmm.
Not country at all.
Even like the fashion world is like starting to like really take off in Atlanta, like modeling and like, you know, fashion week and like stuff. So it's like a super like just like a high end more place. So I would love to see a country episode or a country franchise. I think that's like what they're missing.
I know.
I feel like so many people can relate to a country one.
Thick country accents, and they're like, let's go to the hoedown.
And like the ways that they like say like all those weird like sayings that their grandma used to say to them, like
maybe something like about Alabama.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah,
I feel like Alabama would have like a lot of like good old money families.
Yeah, like country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
southern.
Like that would be like the perfect fucking place.
For real.
Writing a letter right now to Andy.
I know.
Dear Andy.
You need to become friends. So anyway, I didn't want to interrupt and say that real quick. And this Erica Jane shit's getting out of hand, but.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say, free Britney. She has been.
Oh my God. Free. Did you see the latest today?
No.
An employee is like accusing her of smacking her on the hand. So now Britney is under investigation for some sort of like battery charge.
Dude.
Like, come on.
I smack people all the time.
Like, wait a second. We need the full story. Did she deserve it?
Yeah.
Was it something that needed her hand to be smacked?
Or was she like smacking her hand like, girl, stop. Like,
girl, please.
She's just trying to make a scene, I think, of course. Like, she's
exactly
trying to-
right. Like, right at the end of like she's I feel like this whole conservatorship is like coming to an end for Britney. So like now she's like finally getting a little bit of freedom. It's like, okay, let's bring her back into the spotlight and get some more money out of her and try to get her in trouble. Like, come
100%.
On. 100%. Come on, people. It's ridiculous.
Lord. So, since it's our last episode, we thought we would kind of talk to you guys just for a little bit about, you know, how we think this first season has gone and our stuff that we maybe want to talk about, like some of the little changes that we are anticipating on making. So you guys can look out for that. And maybe we'll drop a little secret at the end. Who knows?
Depends on how we're feeling. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So tell me, Taylor, like after doing this, guys, if you hear like huffing and puffing in the background, I'm sorry. Let me just say this real quick before we jump into it. We got another Aussie. So I have two Aussies now and Gus, our cat. And the Aussie we got is exactly Ted's age because it's his litter mate. She was being rehomed, so we took her. And Taylor and I are currently watching them on video behind me. Gus is in the chair attacking both of the dogs because they won't leave him alone.
He is taking them both on with one paw. Zero fucks.
He said, fuck with me, boy.
Come on, bitches. Bring it on.
I told Brayton, I was like, when we brought her home last night, I was like, Gus is going to be like, I'm going to head out. He's like, that SpongeBob meme. That's Ted. I was like, he's going to pack his little knapsack and he's going to hit the road.
I'm done. I can't. I'm over this house. On to bigger and better.
So, yes, if you guys hear, I'll try to like edit it out, but sometimes it is hard. But if you guys hear panting and or growling or Ted or Gus hissing, that's why. It's anyway, so fine. Doing this for, I was about to say, doing this for 20 seasons, like doing this for 20 episodes.
A long ass time.
What do you feel like you have learned about like in the span of this time?
I mean, if I'm going to be like deep for a second, I feel like I've learned a little bit more about, okay, not really like learn, but I got more comfortable with just being myself and like being okay with being myself. Like I get to come on here and like, it's literally like, I'm just talking to you. We just happen to have a microphone here and just like, you know, forget about what society thinks, forget about trying to be prim and proper, forget about all the bullshit and just like be me. And it's actually really fucking refreshing. It's like, I'm really not that bad. I'm not that bad of a person. Like I can like do this out in public and around other people and kind of open up a little bit more. And I feel like I have this podcast to thank for that. And I don't think I would have done that any other way. I would have just kept my sheltered self showing to the whole world. And then once you really got to know me, just like fucking let loose. And then you're like, who the fuck is this? This is not what I signed up for. But then you're stuck with me. So I feel like this podcast.
I wish I'd have got that when I met you. I'm just kidding.
You're stuck, bitch.
She fucking broke me in.
It's like a catfish. Catfishing you. I think you're just gonna get this nice quiet best friend, but fuck no, that kidding. Shit.
I definitely feel like you have become more comfortable like being you and less worried about people and their like what they think about you. I can mm-hmm. say I've gotten to a little bit of that point because I constantly am worried about like what other people think, and I've always kind of been, I don't go with the, like, I'm not a person that doesn't like speak my mind, but I am more of a person that's like I don't know how to explain what I'm about to say. I think I've stepped up more for things that I feel like are important. Mm-hmm. Because I tend to just like be in the back shadow. Like, of course I don't support certain things. Like, obviously I'm there for like racism and things like that. And I'm supportive of those causes and those things that are happening. And I'm not like quiet about that, but I have been like quiet about other things. Like probably like, I think for this year, like a big thing is like the plus size community. I have like always, obviously I've been a part of this like community forever. But I've never really been like a part of the community. I don't feel like I'm someone who like speaks up for the community or I'm just like, okay, people are think we're fat. Like it is what it is, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I think seeing people on like TikTok and becoming more involved in like social media and on here, people are like looking at you to see what you think about situations and having a voice. So I feel like my voice is getting stronger, that I am stepping up more for causes that I feel like are important to me and to other people. So that's probably one like of the big things. And then also I think like my confidence has changed. Because I've had, even though like I definitely put on a persona that I'm like some bad bitch and
she's a baddie,
like I feel, you know, and like I'm like, oh fuck him, and you know, just like those personas that I put on, that is a persona. Some, I mean, I mean it truly, like if you have a stupid man who's treating you like shit, like I full wholeheartedly am like, bitch, dump that man. Like, you deserve better than that. But, or like, wear whatever outfit you want. Like, that's the perfect example probably for me. It's like, wear whatever outfit you want. But I would never say, like, I would never do that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I wouldn't take my own advice about that. And I think that being doing this podcast and being like more out there, I have become more comfortable in my own skin and have become more of a confident person.
I definitely agree with that. I feel like I've seen you shine through a little bit more with your confidence. Like, to me and to your family, like, you are like one of the most confident people that I know. Like, when you're comfortable around people, like, you are like, you are that person that's like, I'm a bad bitch and I know it. But you're also not one of those people that's going to like go out of your way to like make people, you know, like on the street, like, hey, look at me, I'm a baddie. You need to know that, like, you're not one of those people. But I feel like you have become more comfortable in not like promoting, but like helping other people and like just like really using your platform and using your voice and using your time and your energy whenever you're like communicating with other people on social media to help them feel like they are that baddie, that they are that person to go down the street and make sure everybody knows, and really instilling confidence in other women and in other girls. And I think that that is something that is so small and so little, but is so impactful at the same time. And it is really important for people to be able to go and do that. I feel like there wasn't really a whole lot of people who did stuff like that, like when we were growing up. Like, there wasn't really a whole lot of people that were like, be you and like, you know, be true to that and like go for it 100%. Like, except for like the fucking like Disney Channel commercials, but like, you know, she's reading from a fucking script and then she has some fucking glow stick and draws some fucking mouse ears in the air. So I feel like when like the platform that we have, the platform that we're given, even though to like in comparison to some other podcasts, like we're a very small podcast, but I feel like with the platform that we're given, making sure that we are taking the time to instill that confidence in other people is so important. I would much rather use this platform to do the things that you were just talking about than to use this platform to gain fame for myself or to get money for myself.
Right.
Because I feel like there are so many other people that are out there that are just wanting to push their own agenda, push their own brand, and aren't really like, they like say things, but they don't really like mean it. They don't really care. But having people who are truly in your corner and that are truly wanting to support you and truly wanting to help you build that confidence and show you that you can be the person that whoever you want to be, that is like priceless to me. So if we're able to do this with this podcast this season and we're just able to continue and grow and grow and grow and grow, but keep that mission, then I feel like we did the damn thing. Yeah, we went above and beyond what we even like planned to do.
I just love it because I feel, even though like a lot of people that reach out to us are like family and friends that mm-hmm. are listening to our podcast, it's just so like, it warms my heart and soul when like someone reaches out and they're like, I love your podcast and you guys make me laugh and like blah, blah, blah. You know, I had one of my friends reach out to me the other day and ask me for advice, and I really enjoy being there to help people, whether that be like a shoulder to lean on or a cheerleader in your corner or whatever it is. I think that's what we both enjoy doing and build. That's exactly why we wanted this community, is for people to feel like they have someone to lean on for the good and the bad. Because sometimes when you're in a bad spot, you really find out who your true friends are, and maybe they're not what you thought they were, and you don't have anyone, you know? So it's just really like, it warms my soul that we've reached out, like people have reached out to us and let us know how they feel about it. And so to me, like, our, I think part of our next journey is just continuing that growth of reaching people and making them mm-hmm. feel like we're here for them and they can reach out to us as well.
I 1,000% agree. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite thing is when people tell me, you guys made me laugh. Like that okay. is like, it's so small. It is so little. Like, it's like, oh, you made me laugh. But to me, it is like, I will literally be smiling about that. Right. Oh, shit. Should I be a stand-up comedian? Okay. Like, it makes me laugh. Like, it makes me smile. It, like, literally gives me so much joy and so much energy and actually makes me want to turn back around and, like, filter that energy back into this podcast to try to, like, get somebody else to laugh, to get, like, 2 more people to laugh, 3 more people to laugh. But it's, like, it's funny to me that, like, people with podcasts, like, don't really, like, I don't really think that people who, like, don't do the podcast thing, like, they just, like, listen to the podcast, I feel like they are like, oh, you know, people are always reaching out to them. Oh, they're like always getting comments. Or, oh, they're always, you know, like they're constantly, people are constantly like reaching out to them. They're always having fans like talk to them. And that's not necessarily the case. Like, it's not like you're like always hearing feedback from people constantly mm-hmm. all the freaking time. Like, we will put out an episode and it will be, you know, weeks before anybody says anything about the podcast episode. So whenever we do hear something about it, it's like, holy shit. Like, we're not just doing this for us. Like, we're literally actually making a difference in people's lives. Like, we're yeah. actually making people smile, or we're actually like giving somebody confidence, or we're actually like giving advice to people when we think that we're just sitting here talking shit to each other. It's fucking amazing. It's pretty incredible. So I think for next season, my biggest thing that I want to do is making sure that whenever we are actually getting feedback from people and we are actually hearing those things, I want to start sharing those with like other people. I want to like yeah. start sharing that on like our Instagram and like on our other social medias, because I feel like for me, like for us, like, this is our motivation, but like, there are other people who want to start doing something, who want to start doing a business or want to start, you know, like a career change or something. And they're like, eh, I don't know if I should do it. Like, maybe people seeing our success, or people seeing like the things that are motivating us, and people seeing like the things that are like helping us get through, might give them the inspiration, motivation to do something for themselves. Because I mean, honestly, sitting here thinking, you really think that you were going to be a podcaster? Like, did you really honestly think that like, oh, I'm gonna start a podcast and that's gonna be my life? Like, no, you, that never came across your life. Like, no, when you're like yeah. thinking about your life plan. So then when you do it, it, you are going out on a limb, whether it's doing it for fun, whether it's doing it for a career, whether, no matter what your end goal of doing it, you're going out on a limb. And for somebody who has severe fucking anxiety and never, like, I can't even make a decision of what I want for dinner. Okay. So having this decision and like having this like in my life and doing all of these things is actually really empowering. And I want other people to feel that as well. I want other people to follow their dreams and to step out on that limb and to do those crazy things that people are like, that's never going to work. I want you to fucking do it. I want you to fall flat on your face a couple of times, and I want you to pick yourself back up and do it again, because it's actually pretty incredible. It's pretty life-changing. Even if it's just a small podcast, even if it's just, you know, one thing that you do and like only like 5 people know about it, like, you're still doing it for you and you feel damn good at the end of the day doing it. So I want to keep on inspiring people. Just sprinkle some inspiration yes. throughout the world.
Speaking of like what we're going to change, there's a couple changes that we plan on doing for you guys to look out mm-hmm. for. You're probably going to see maybe like our Instagram changed a little bit, like change up a little bit. I know we have discussed zhuzhing up our Instagram and zhuzhing up our logo.
I love that word.
Zhuzhing. So that's something to be on the lookout for, because we are planning on working to update the logo.
Mm-hmm. The logo, like the kind of like the look and like of our feed on our Instagram, right. And then possibly like the podcast, like pictures that you see, like whenever you're looking at it on Insta or on Spotify and Apple and stuff like that.
Yeah. So don't forget it's us, because it's us. We're just going to be changing a few things, getting a little facelift. Mm-hmm. Some other things is probably like the topics that we're going to discuss. Like, we're going to continue to talk about like relationship type episodes. But we are going to try to sprinkle in a few different things as well. I sat down one night, had like an incredible, I don't know where it came from, had an incredible creative night on thinking about topics. So we have gotten several topics, but obviously we love to like hear from you guys as well. And some of the topics like, that you would be interested in doing, like, or you want us to talk about. I know something like I really want to do is try to get more people to maybe like give us some type of like snippet of something that's going on in their life and give them like some advice.
Oh, like a talk show, like a radio show.
Yeah, like maybe once a month we slide that into one of our episodes where we talk about, we get in any kind of advice and give you our unsolicited advice.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so we're just like trying to work on changing the script a little bit, making ourselves like cleaning ourselves up, because we have learned so much from the podcast. Like, I never knew how to edit an episode, and I wouldn't say I'm like the best person at it, but I get the job done.
You're pretty damn good.
So
pretty damn good.
Thank you. And Taylor's been working on like the social media aspect, and she's been killing it because that's kind of like her thing.
Thanks.
So those two things, we're just trying to update a little bit more, be a little more cohesive. And what else?
I think that was really it. Not changing up, but just like kind of narrowing down a little bit more on the topics that we're going to be doing. Social media, changing up like the look of it. We're still going to try to figure out how to get YouTube figured into all of this. Like, that is still a priority, still on the list. It's just like we said a couple episodes ago, it's difficult with me being still in Indiana.
I think we found a solution.
Truth.
I think truth. We did find a solution. So
we just need to find the time to
test it,
make sure that it works.
Yeah.
Properly. But
we're probably not going to always have the best backgrounds. Like, we're not, you know, some of these huge podcasters, which, no shade at all, they're great, because I love
it
podcast, but they have like the pretty backgrounds and like
the, you know, neon like super, sign,
yeah, like the super profesh background. Like, that's probably not going to be us realistically, but
I'm probably going to be in my car.
We still want to give it to you guys. Like, we still want to be able to give you content, and I think watching is fun because I love seeing people's reactions, and especially when we're doing more interviews, which we'll probably be doing next season as well. Mm-hmm. When we do more interviews, it's definitely fun to have like a recording play. So that's still, like she said, is a huge priority for us, and we're trying to figure out how we're going to navigate that. So that's what. It's honestly good to take this break, because we need to figure that out, play with a couple different ways, and see what works for us the best.
I think this break. Oh yeah. This break is definitely going to help us not get, what's the word? Not like fed up, but like, just like, so you don't get like burnt out, you know, yeah. Like we need a little bit of a break. Cause like Courtney has a shit ton going on in her life. I have a shit ton going on in my life. And then on top of that, we still have to find the time to record. Courtney has to find the time to edit. Then we have to like find time to like create the content that goes on the social media. Like it, there's a lot that goes into it. So it kind of gives us this little bit of a break to kind of clear our mind for like a week and not have to think about the podcast, but then literally like
full force think diving. About the podcast. Even though we're taking like what, 3 or 4 weeks off or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're really only getting like a solid week where we're not thinking about the podcast.
Right. And we have so much jam-packed into this like couple of weeks that we need to get done for season 2. And also like you guys, you like also have to remember like when we started this podcast, we had no intention of doing a season 2. It was like going to be going on forever and ever and ever, just until the end of time. There was no break. And we didn't really think of trying to like make it professional. I don't want to like put words in your mouth, but like to me, it was like we knew we weren't a big podcast.
So we weren't trying to be at like a big podcast level.
But now this is like, even though we're not like, you know, big podcast level, like this is like a really cool creative outlet for both of us. And we really enjoy doing this in our free time. So we want to kind of put more into it just to kind of challenge ourselves a little bit more, but it's also like we have to figure out how the fuck to do that because we don't know shit. So I think that this like couple of weeks is going to give us a really good time to like get all of these really big ideas that we have for this podcast and kind of narrow it down so that when you guys are getting the content, it is a little bit more of a professional flow. And you'll start to see like more of like the industry production kind of esque to the podcast. And I feel like it's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. But we have to figure out how to do all of that shit first. Like that doesn't, we don't have like Daddy Warbucks, you know, behind us with like all the dough. He's like, okay, here's a,
we don't have assistants studio. And creative directors.
Here's an office. Right. Social media managers and all that's like, it's literally just us. So we got to figure out how to do all of that, do it in a professional manner, but also do it without taking away from our other daily life and also our sanity at the same time. Right.
I don't think that when we went into the podcast, like going into it, we obviously like looked up like how to start a podcast and like learn things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know like the other aspects of it, like the social media side and the editing side. Like that's just stuff we kind of winged out and like learned as we went. Mm-hmm. And it takes more to do a podcast and try to make it semi successful. So, learning like the social media and editing and how that takes from our life, because you have to think like Taylor's a full-time mom. She runs like a whole household and I am working full-time and I have animals that I'm a dog and cat mom. And, you know, I have a very needy husband who is almost like a child. And he needs my attention and love and care. So, and like, we always have shit going on. Like, why?
Literally, like out of freaking nowhere. Like out of nowhere. It's like, okay, I have nothing planned today. And then it's like 16 hours later.
I know.
We can finally get together. Like, I know. What the hell?
So it's just really hard to like balance all of it. So it's like taking a break to like step back and balance everything out. And how are we going to make it better for us so we don't lose our damn mind? Because we'll let you in on a little secret. We have something that we're working on that's very huge, very huge. Mm-hmm. And that's also taking time from this. So we're like, okay, we got to give some time to this to get this thing rolling. And we also have to get this thing rolling over here. So yeah, we need to take like a break, a moment of sanity, because Taylor and I are like hustlers.
We are hustlers and dreamers all at the same time, yes. Which I think is like to like double force.
We think about a lot of things. Like there, we do have like a lot of ideas and dreams and creative things that pop up, and we always never really like acted on them, except for like when this podcast came up, when we were like, okay, we should do a podcast. Then we're like, oh yeah, we should do a fucking podcast. Like, it definitely was like the first thing I think we've really acted on as like an idea that we've had.
For sure. And
now it's like spiraling into these other things that are huge, because we've thought about something else. Like, we could totally do this. Like, we could totally do this thing. And so now we're trying to get that kind of like rolling a little bit. And, but we still want to do this, but we want also want to do that. So... And like I said, my sanity, it's short. Okay. It's very short, because I'm like trying to think about this other thing, and we're trying to think about the podcast, and then I'm trying to think about my job, and it's just a nightmare.
This other thing that we're planning, this is, I feel like 10 times bigger than the podcast. Like, not to like, you know, like say like, oh, the podcast ain't shit, because the podcast is the shit. But this other thing that we're planning
is on a different scale.
Yes, it is way different than anything we have ever done before, which is super exciting. But also there's so, and we are both like, we research. There is not like, we're not going to go into something without knowing what the fuck is going on. Like, we need research.
Our anxiety needs us to look everything up.
Yes. We need about 15 notebooks full of lists. Okay. Each. And we need to like make sure that we have everything for the next like 3 months planned out, or else it's not going to happen. So with that and this thing that we're planning, like that takes a lot of time and energy. But then we don't want the podcast. We don't want to like sit here and be like coming out with crap content for our podcast just because we're too tired doing the
other thing that we're like,
right,
record an episode real quick.
We're just going to sit here and be like, all right, so anyway, what the fuck did you do today? Nothing. Okay, cool.
To be 100% transparent, that's what was starting to happen. It was the last like couple episodes that we put out. We weren't like in love with those episodes. I hate that, honestly. Not that the content was terrible. It's just that we could do better. And we
I feel like we didn't spend enough time beforehand with the episode. And then it's like, you can also tell because of like how we like have the recording time and everything. Like, you can also tell like towards the ends of the episodes where this, like, you can like hear it in our voices. Maybe the listeners can't, maybe like our friends and family can't, but you can almost hear it in our voices that we are getting tired. And we just don't want to do that for you guys anymore. We want you guys to have really good, high quality content. So
right.
In order for us to do that, we gotta sit the fuck back for a minute and get our brains together and just kind of sort it all out and figure it all the fuck out, because right now shit's going crazy up in there. It is just okay. If you guys have ever seen the movie Inside Out, like those little people that are like running around in the brain, it is such a cute movie, except the bing bong part. I can't, when he died. Oh, anyways. Okay. R.I.P. The end part where like they're all like running around, like it's all like they're all just like freaking out. That's literally what's going on in our brains right now. Like, and we just need a minute to just gather it all together.
We need them to all go back to their cubicles, sit down, take a breath. Let's have a town hall meeting and we'll discuss.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
But really, I think finding out that like people actually care about the content that we're putting out just need a fire under us to want to improve, be better, and be a little bit more professional. Not that we're like, you know, fancy pantsy girls, because we're not. Oh. So anyway, I just think that that's a huge reason why we're doing this as well, just because once we're organized and like, okay, this is, you know, when we're doing like social media things, this is when we're recording, you know, like things like that. I think that's just going to really help us and be able to put out that great content for you guys to enjoy.
Exactly.
So this is the last episode. I hope that like you guys, we really want to hear if, from you guys, if you, what you enjoyed, like what was your favorite episode?
Oh, yes. Yes. I definitely want to hear that.
And like stuff that you've enjoyed. I've seen people that put like what is that word?
Compliments?
No.
Condoms?
Condoms. What are those? I'm just kidding. compilations? Is that the word?
The fuck is that?
When you like compile everything, like, so, you know, like people do like the funny things that had happened during like a season, they compile it together.
Oh, like a montage.
Kind of.
Okay. So that word that I've been seeing is I thought it was complications.
Complications is bad.
I can't fucking read.
Oh my God. See you guys. We need a break.
It's... I don't need a break. I need a dictionary.
They're like, you guys need to go back to school, actually. Neither one of you know anything. And Courtney can't talk half the time.
Taylor doesn't know words.
Lord, help us.
We're going to get it under control. Your
guys' favorite episode, or maybe like a favorite topic you guys had. Just something that you enjoyed about listening to the first season and what's to come for the second season. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think is going to come? What do you guys think our secret is? That's
Yes. I want to know if anybody's going to guess the big, I feel like somebody's going to guess it, but I want to know if anybody can guess the big secret.
I haven't told anyone our secret.
You haven't? No. Oh shit. Am I not supposed to tell anybody?
I mean,
I've told one person. I've told one person.
I've only
and told... you know who you are. Don't say a word to anybody.
Was it Courtney?
It was Courtney. Courtney, shut your fat mouth. You hear me?
Hunt your ass down.
She does. She's got a big old mouth. She does. She you know, Courtney, you know you do. She's gonna tell everybody. Shit.
I actually take that back because I did tell one person.
Was it Tina?
No, Tina knows. So maybe I told two people.
Oh, wait. No, we told Ansley.
We did tell Ansley.
All of fuck, we're just telling everybody. We're like, we don't tell anybody. Well, I told
Hannah.
Oh, okay.
But she
I feel like she'll keep it.
No,
I feel
like she'll keep it. She's a good secret keeper. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't feel like she'll say anything. I'm not either. I tell you. I just tell you everybody's secrets.
Yeah, true. Same.
You and Jake know everybody's secrets. If you come to me with a secret, Courtney and Jake know it immediately.
Same. All right. So you guys drop down a comment in over on our Instagram post and let us know what you think this the secret's about. I'm so giddy about it.
I know. I want to say something else, but that's why I don't.
But stay tuned for season two, because that is when we will announce the secret.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe that would be a good season premiere.
Oh. That's like we a good, like, clickbait. Like, you gotta wait till season two premiere.
They like big.
The big reveal.
And our videos like this. We're so shocked.
With like your hand over your mouth.
Oh my God.
And then you got to be like. Or arms up. Like you're like, I don't know.
Or like you're like whispering in my ear and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, good one. What? Lord help us. But yeah, stay tuned.
Why are we so basic?
Stay tuned for season two. We hope you guys really enjoyed season one. I guess you guys can leave us like negative feedback if you want to, if you're a troll and you're mean and you want to hurt our feelings.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. I just don't like criticism.
That's not how that works.
I know. You can tell us if it's bad. I'll just sit in my room and cry in the dark.
Reread the comment over and over and over again.
My husband was like, Courtney, do you know, like, when you do this, you got to be open because people are going to say things about you. And I was like, I didn't think about that.
I'm completely oblivious to that. I'm like, who would ever say something bad?
I honestly didn't think about it at all. And then I was like, right. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Oh, well, you know what? It is what it is. I'll just hide the comment from myself.
Or we'll just come on the next episode and bitch and complain about the comment and how it made us feel. Like, neither or.
Welcome back to another episode.
I can't sing anymore because Hater 723 told me that I had a terrible singing voice.
I want to sing, but I can't. My name's Courtney. You're listening to Petty Besties Podcast.
Oh my God.
So we're going to enjoy our little break. We've had some exciting things going on during our break.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get back, we'll be tuning you in about my birthday party.
Oh,
big 29. And we'll talk more about how life's been having three animals. If you guys care, I'm sorry, I don't have kids. So and I'm sure Taylor will tell you how toddler life has been because it's just getting better.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
And how living with your in-laws makes you want to rip your hair out.
Woo! I have some stories for y'all.
But they have to wait to season two.
Clickbait!
Anyway, we will be active still on our social media accounts. Well, mostly Instagram. Trying to do a few TikToks here and there while we are together at some point. And you can follow us over at Petty Besties Podcast on TikTok, right?
Yep, Petty Besties Podcast across all social media, I'm pretty sure.
Yay! Congratulations on our first season. We made it.
It's a wrap. We need one of those like things that they do at the end of the movie scenes. Like, click. You know,
we need it to cheers. Why didn't we think about that?
Oh.
Sad day.
Next time.
Guys, I'm not drinking for a while, so.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Make sure you're checking out all of our episodes before we start season two. And we hope you have a great rest of your summer because by the time we come back, it'll be fall.
Hell yes. Happy fall, y'all.
I can't wait to be a basic bitch with everybody.
My fucking sweaters and pumpkin spice lattes. It's the best time of the year.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.